Jade Electric, how can I help you?
Hello, Justin?
Yes, this is Justin.
Justin, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Yes, I am.
Hey, so you clicked in your dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee. Did you do that on purpose or was that by accident?
I'm actually on my dashboard right now looking around. I did click on that Google Guarantee thing. I just didn't know. I didn't realize what it was. It looked like it was telling me, I thought it was going to direct me to somewhere to see what that was, but I didn't know if it was something like, is it something I needed to do to verify my listing, or if it was like a type of thing where it's like a monthly payment kind of thing, or what? I didn't know what that
was. It's an additional service. Yes, it would be considered an upgrade if you choose to take advantage of it. What it does is it does trigger a call from me. So, because we have to make sure that you're qualified for it and stuff like that first. So, you're in front of your computer right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So let me just do a quick search here. Hold on. And you're an electrician, right?
Yes.
And then what licensing do you have as an electrician there in Louisiana?
A state license.
Perfect. And your zip code is 70714?
Yes.
Okay. So do me a favor on your computer and open up a brand new incognito window. Do you know how to do that? Like a private window?
Let's see. I don't my phone. I do. Here we go.
Okay.
New,
so the upper
private window. There we
go. And then do a search. Just punch in for me, electrician, and then put Baker, Louisiana with your zip code.
70714. Okay.
Okay. And then hit enter, and then it should pop up a search result. And do you see at the very top where it says sponsored electricians in Baker?
No.
What is your show?
The very top just says about 163,000 results, electrician, man, batonrouge.com. It's just bringing up like different websites, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything that says sponsored.
Which search engine do you use?
Those are sponsored, yeah. I'm on Microsoft Edge.
Okay. All right. So if I were to send you a link for a Google Meet, can you meet me and I can show you what I'm talking about?
Hang on one second. I was going to try to go to Google and do it. I think maybe that's why I did that. Electrician, Baker, LA, 7714. Okay. So whenever I search for it on Google, it does bring up sponsored. Is that
you see where it says Google Guaranteed right there next to those sponsored ones?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Is that, so, like, what's up with that? Because I thought I've heard people say that it was kind of pointless, but maybe I'm thinking something different, actually.
No, if you click
I'm not sure if that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, if you click the drop-down, there's quite a few businesses listed there. That's not pointless at all. That's Google's own pay-per-lead program.
Gotcha.
So have you ever tried anything like Porch or Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie's List? Have you tried any of that stuff?
Yes, yeah, I've dabbled in a ton of different ones like that.
Okay, and dabbled because you didn't find one that was like an exact great fit for you, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm technically still part of Angie's, but I don't really like Angie's because I think that they screw people and they charge me for things that I don't want to be charged for and all kinds of crap. I'm actually seeing, I'm looking right now, and I do see that I'm like the top. I am like the top person showing up
you
underneath
are.
The businesses, which I
In
wasn't
the
last time I did.
That's because we're programming you there. So,
that's really cool.
You're showing up there on the top. But this, Google built their own pay-per-lead program to trump all of their pay-per-lead programs.
Right.
So all those dislikes and, you know, complaints that you have about Angie's and all of their pay-per-lead programs have been made right with Google Guarantee. Because the main complaints that I hear with Angie's are things like, you know, you share the leads, you pay whether or not you get the job, you have to pay even if you don't speak to the client, the leads automatically sent out to multiple competitors, you don't really get to talk to the client individually on your own. All those things have been made right with Google Guarantee, because this is the thing, is those large corporations, Thumbtack, Porch, Angie's, all those companies, what they do is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ad section on Google. They capture the lead, and then they resell that to you. So say like top 25 electricians in Baker or Baton Rouge or New Orleans or whatever it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they capture that lead and then they resell that to you and each of the other guys. You guys are paying on a per lead basis. So this is different. This requires verification through Google. They have a vetting process. That's why I asked what type of licensing it is that you have, because it does require that you have a specific type of state license. There's quite a few options, and I'm sure you have it. It does require that you can pass a background check. It does require that you have no felonies in the last 7 years. Also requires state driver's license, general liability insurance, and it also requires social security number. You have all those things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. Now, outside of yourself for Jade Electric, how many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees that go out, bid, and do the job without you ever showing up?
It's just me. I'm the only person that is
doing
this right now.
Then you're the only one who's going to go on the application. Now, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, you're going to show up in this top section at the very tippy top of the page. So the
Isn't that sponsored areas?
It is a sponsored area, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's the most coveted position because what Google's done here is they're guaranteeing your work to the general public. That's what the guarantee is. They're guaranteeing.
So that's not a pay-per-click thing?
No, it's pay-per-qualified lead.
Okay, so you, well, because you just said something about it was like a one-time fee for the application, but what about, but if I don't have Google Ads, which I don't
right.
want
to
do
need
Google
them.
Ads, but you're saying I'll still show up under the sponsored area?
Correct, because this is Google Guarantee, not Google Ads. This is a different section.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Different section. Hmm. So this is pay-per-qualified lead. So what... What Google has done here is they've gone ahead and they've created this section on Google so that when the clients go to Google and they look in the guaranteed section, they see the guaranteed providers. Like, say you click on that top guy. The guy I see on the top here is Kilbert Electrical Services. Do you see him?
Yeah, I do see that, but I don't see Google Guaranteed anywhere. Where am I looking to see that?
It right there by the sponsored. It says Google Guaranteed with a green check mark.
Yeah, I don't see that on my end. I don't see that on anything for some reason. I've seen it before. I know exactly what you're talking about. For some reason, I don't see it on my end, though, right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just see sponsored electricians and Baker, and then it has the same list that you're saying, but I don't see the Google Guarantee. I don't know
It literally says sponsored electricians, Baker. Right below that, it has a green check mark that says Google Guaranteed.
I wonder why mine doesn't say that. I know what you're talking about. I've seen it before. I don't know why mine doesn't show that.
So if you were to click on Kilbert right there, you can see that he's passed the license check. You're not charging him any money to click on his listing, okay? You can click on details, and it tells you which license it is that he has, that he's passed the background check. It shows you all of his accolades, his reviews, literally everything. So when somebody when somebody goes into that section on Google, Justin, what happens is the client is able to connect with you directly. So there's no middleman at all. It's not coming here and we're determining, hey, this looks like it's going to be a good lead for Jade Electric. No. It's determined to be a lead because the client has gone there and decided that they want to work with you directly. Now, once they click the Google call tracking phone number, and all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, the call does have to meet specific requirements in order to be considered an actual qualified call. So you're only charged for the calls when it's considered qualified, okay? So like a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's unqualified. And Google assigns each business in this section a call tracking phone number, but even more importantly, they have AI listening to each one of these phone calls for authenticity purposes in order to ensure that you're actually getting qualified calls. So if somebody's calling and asking for a service that you don't provide, like let's just say, for example, you're not offering panel upgrades. So panel upgrades wouldn't be listed on your service profile, but it's not a service that you're providing. Somebody calls you and they ask you for panel upgrade, you're going to decline the job because it's not something that you offer. You would not be charged. The same is true if they call and request a service outside of your service radius, an area that you don't service. You would decline the job. You would not be charged. The only two instances that you're actually charged and it's considered a qualified lead is A, when the client calls you and requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or B, when the client calls and requests for you to come out and give estimate face-to-face, meaning set in an appointment. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that an actual qualified call, and you would be charged from the lead budget. So
okay.
Well, your lead, I'm going to jump into your lead costs right now, okay? So the way that it works is you pay the upfront cost of the $250 application fee, and we process the application and get you completely Google Guarantee approved. The terms and conditions state a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approval. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. We just have to tell you that because sometimes it does for clients to kind of like drag their feet, don't get us the documents we need, don't have Google verification. You already have a lot of those things in place, so you would see activity probably a lot faster. Your cost per lead, qualified lead, is $40 with a minimum monthly budget of $522. So that's going to give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads in a month. This is free, clear, and completely separate from the other program that you have here at Local Splash. So this would be an additional position considered an upgrade on your current account. Mm-hmm. The way it works is you pay the $250, we go through the application process, and then we go ahead and get you completely Google Guarantee approved. Once you're ready to turn the leads on and you're completely approved, you pay the $522 and the leads begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. Okay? You can increase or decrease the flow as you see fit. So if it's just you, 3 leads a week may be enough, or it may be too much, or you may choose certain weeks to take on more leads. You would simply let us know, hey, I want 5 leads this week or 8 leads this week, or I want to pause the leads for 42 days. However long you pause the leads for is where the campaign stops financially. So there is no automatic monthly charge on this unless you choose to run through all of the lead budget in a month. Then you would obviously re-up the budget when you're ready for more leads. Okay?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So with this, the leads are, A, better qualified because they're specific criteria, meaning Google is requiring that they meet that specific criteria for your budget in order to be charged. Additionally, the clients are contacting you directly. There's no middleman. They're choosing to work with you based strictly on your merits, the services that you're providing. They've gone to Google Guarantee. They know that they're going to get the work done right because they're working with a guaranteed provider. Google is guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client outside of what it is that ever insurance it is that you offer directly. So that's what the guarantee is. The guarantee is to the general public. And the reason that this is such a coveted position is because these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there because they're direct. The clients are choosing to work with you directly. It's not a random lead, I'm doing air quotes, that's being sent out based on, you know, God only knows what kind of merit system that Angie's or Thumbtack is using at the moment. These are actual human beings. When you pick up the phone, it's a live human being on the other end of the phone. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on your caller ID. It also says so right before you pick up the phone. It does the whisper feature and says LSA Google Guarantee. So you know that it's one of those qualified leads that's coming through. And your budget's only charged once it's confirmed that it's actually qualified. You're setting appointment with the client, or they're asking estimate over the phone, and you're giving estimate over the phone. Those are the two instances. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is that different from pay-per-click?
So pay-per-click, they can click on your ad at the in the Google ad section, and they can click on it, and they don't ever have to call you.
Right. Okay. I got
they don't.
Yeah,
there's no connection, and that once that click is gone off your budget, if it's a $2 click, $3 click, it doesn't matter how much it is. If it's an $8 click, if it's a 50-cent click, if they're not calling you directly to speak with you directly, it's wasted money, in my opinion.
Yeah. Right. I gotcha.
You know,
yeah, it is for sure. Well, yeah. Plus, if I have competitors around here, I wouldn't put it past some people
to
that
click
I know.
You're right.
So, yeah, literally come and click on it just to charge me.
Right, and that and there's no recourse. It's not like we can go back and say, oh, that's not a qualified click. Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But these are actual qualified leads that are coming directly to you that you do not share with anybody. Okay?
Yeah.
Because when that phone rings, it's a client on the other end of the phone looking to work directly with you.
Right. Yeah,
okay?
I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. These are the top, this is the top product that Google has right now, and it's been hot for the last, like, it came out 6 years ago in beta. The past 3 years, it's been super solid. This is a fantastic opportunity because you get to pick and choose. You get to pick and choose where you want to show up. You get to pick and choose the keywords. You get to pick and choose the hours of operation. When say you take your family on vacation for, you know, a couple weeks, you pause the leads. There's nobody's running through your lead budget. If you pause your lead budget with, you know, $387 left in it for 72 days, then that's where it stops financially. That budget continues to roll over until it's exhausted. There's no accidental lead cost. There's no accidental lead generation coming on here. It's all literally done on the up and up with this type of program. Google built this to trump those other ones.
Yeah, so you're saying that it's much – doing the Google Guaranteed and all that is a much better lead generator than pay-per-click and all that kind of crap.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I got you. Huh, interesting. I definitely do want to do it then. I don't want to do it right this second because, first of all, I am kind of busy. I'm going to pick up a truck today. I'm eventually going to be bringing my brother on, so I am glad I talked to you because that is something I do want to do, but I'll probably do it closer towards the end of this year because, number one, I am kind of tying up money in different jobs that I'm trying to get paid for, so I don't want to put too much towards that, but let me just verify, you know, so I know for sure. So $250 is the initial, I pay that to y'all, right? To Local Flag?
Yeah, you pay it directly to us, and that's the only initial cost. So if you're looking to get this up and going by the end of the year or even by the new year, because we're already almost clear through November, we're over halfway into November, now is a better time to get the application process completed. That way, say you're approved in 4 weeks. Right? And on December 14th of next month, you're like, I'm not ready to turn the leads on yet, but your approval is complete. So when you are ready to turn the leads on, you can turn the leads on. You just pay the minimum monthly budget to turn the leads on. But the approval process, which is the hardest part, is already completed.
Oh, okay. So once I get approval, who lets me know that I'm approved?
We do.
Will they email me? Okay.
No, we'll call you directly. Yeah, we're going to email you. We're also going to call you directly. Yeah, that's our job.
Yeah.
Let's literally, you know, to get you the approval, get everything processed, get everything running through on this. And the approval process is the longest part. Again, the terms and conditions state 4 to 8 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approvals. There's a number of factors that go into it. Obviously making sure that you have the documents that we need. We have you send those over to us. Additionally, we go ahead and we make sure that everything is completely approved. You fill out the application itself takes like 10 minutes to fill out. And then you have a 10-minute onboarding call with my technician, and we go ahead and begin processing the application.
Gotcha. Okay. So is the application, is that something that I do or that y'all do? Or
you upload it and fill it out. You're going to put in your Social Security number, your driver's license number, tax EIN number. You're going to put in your business license. You're going to put in your insurance. And then you're going to go ahead and submit it for approval. We have a 10-minute onboarding call. We're verifying that information with you, making sure everything is consistent, accurate. We submit it to Google. At some point, Google is going to say, okay, background check is going through Pinkerton or Evident ID. We never know which one until it happens. And then at that point, they're going to trigger a text. They're going to trigger a call to us, and they're going to ask us to trigger a text message to you to upload your driver's license, which is the last leg of it, for complete approval. And then after that, they'll let us know, okay, this company is completely approved and ready to turn the leads on. And then we can call you and we say, okay, Justin, we're ready to go when you are. Are you ready to turn the leads on? Yeah, Amy, I'm ready. So you go ahead and you pay the minimum monthly budget. Or not yet, you know, I'm going to wait till January 12th or whatever day it is that you want to begin it. And then you would pay the minimum monthly budget when you're ready to begin the leads. But the approval process is the hard part, you
So once you do the monthly budget, do I pay that up front or do I pay it
you do.
Or do I just turn it on?
You pay it up front and it sits in the Google Guarantee account, like an, it sits there like escrow account. Okay.
So
you have the budget there and that budget remains there. So say you, the first week you take on two leads and then you pause it for 14 days. Right?
Yeah.
So your $40 lead cost, that's $80 from your 522 budget. So you'd have $442 left in your budget. You cut the leads back on after 14 days. You take on three leads and then you would maybe pause it again. Or maybe you just want to keep the leads flowing in depending on how the quality of jobs and how they're coming in. But your budget is only charged once it's considered a qualified lead. It has to meet the qualifications. So they have to be requesting that face-to-face estimate, right, which is a lead. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody's requesting, hey, can you come out and give me a bid on
this?
Right?
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we do it, and it's like, okay, it's $250 to do the application. Once it's approved, then can I just pick my budget? Can I just be like, all right, I want to start with $300 this month and put that much money in there, and then what? It just, once it uses it up, I have to just reload it basically?
The minimum to begin is the 522. And then after the first month, then you can determine how much you want like that, yes.
So when I put that 522 in there though, is it like, if I pause the lead and 30 days goes by, that money doesn't go away, right? Like,
ever.
Will that money ever go away unless somebody clicks on it?
Never. Even if they click on it, if they click on it when it's off, which that's a great question. So when your leads are off and they click on it, the call is still going to come to you, but it's not going to come through the Google call tracking number. It's going to come through your regular phone number because when your ad is off, we revert it back to your regular phone number and you wouldn't be charged for the lead. It would be a free lead.
Well, I do have the tracking number already on all my online stuff.
It's specific to Google Guarantee, though. It's a slightly different number because they have to be able to track that. Google has access to those calls. You have access to calls, and so do we. So it's a little bit different than what you currently have with us.
Okay, but that other number would only be for
Google Guarantee.
Yep,
and then when your leads are off, like say you've got them turned off, you're still on the list as a Google Guarantee provider. You don't ever go off the list. They can click on your information, and they can click call. And when they click call, it's going to come through your regular call tracking number, not the one that's for Google Guarantee leads because your leads are off.
Right, okay, I got you.
And it's basically a free lead, you know?
Yeah, right. So now here's one thing I'm wondering, if my leads are on, will I still see, like, organic?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely,
that, right?
Both.
Okay.
No, it's not going to change that. This is going to enhance
it's just
and increase.
Improve it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's going to say in your regular Google profile that you're a guaranteed provider. So the people who are finding you organically are going to have that added vote of confidence.
Yeah, right. I got you. Okay, well I want to start the application and go ahead and get guaranteed, and then probably around January or so, I'll probably load it up with some, you know, the 522 or whatever, and then see how it, or maybe somewhere in December I might load it with that.
Yeah.
And then see how it works, and then, but either way, even if I did not put money into the leads, would you still say that it's a good idea to get Google Guaranteed either way?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's going to give you that added, it's a stamp, basically. Once you have that green check mark, nobody can take that from you.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I got
you're a guaranteed provider. So do you have the Louisiana State Electric Controls Contractors License or the Underground Electric Conduit, or which one do you have?
I have a state license. Like I can.
Yeah,
do any
They're all state licenses. So there's specific ones. It's the Louisiana State Electrical Work for Structures Contractors License, the Electric Work Contractor License, the Electrical Transmission Lines Contractor License. There's five different ones.
There's only one state license. There's not different ones. I don't know.
There is. There is different ones. I'm looking at them right now. So there's a Google gives us a list of licenses that they accept for this. So you have one of those five licenses.
Yeah, right. But what I meant was in Louisiana, there's not multiple electrical licenses. There's only one. Like I took the test. There's only one electrical license. But my point is, I don't know which one it would be on that.
Okay, it's probably the statewide one that's all inclusive and covers everything.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That's it. Yeah, I didn't hear that was an option. That's what it
that's
was.
That's okay.
It would be the state license.
It's a lot. I mean, they're all state licenses, but one literally says statewide. So, it's a lot. It's a lot of information, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. But anyway, is that something that y'all will be able to verify that I'm putting the right information as far as like the license? Because all I know is I have a state electrical license for residential and commercial or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I can help you fill out the application in just a second. We can hop on a video call and I can help you fill the application out if you want.
Let's do that then so we can go ahead and get
so guaranteed. Do I have your permission to charge your Visa ending in 9610 the $250 application fee?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and process that. Give me just a second here. How's y'all's weather down there?
Very windy. Looks like it's going to storm.
Is it? It's coming to storm already?
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Cool. Yeah, take your time.
What's wrong?
A bug scared me.
I thought it was Chase.
No, it was Chase.
That's what she's crying like that for?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'm waiting. My system is moving like molasses right now. I apologize.
Oh, you're
course,
good.
Because I'm trying to do something. It's trying to.
That's how it always goes.
You know, if you've got somebody on the line that needs a little extra help, of course it wants to take its time. Let me alert
well,
the tech team.
Well, if you want to send me the application. Can you email it to me?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to email it to you. Absolutely. No, I am going to email it. I have support@jadeelectric.com. Is that the best email for you?
Jades with an S. I'm not sure if you – yeah, it is
support@jadeselectric. Jades Electric, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Here, it's coming over to you right now. It's going to say Google Guarantee Application, and it's going to have a blue clickable link. So go ahead. And it came from anelson@localsplash.com. Probably just taking a second to get there. Check your do like a search for you could do a search for Local Splash or in the search bar. You could even look for A. Nelson, NELSON.
There it goes. I got it.
Okay. And then
go
you
center.
See the blue link right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead
yes.
and click on that.
Okay.
And then you see how it opens up and you just start mm-hmm. filling that information out.
Okay. Do I need to push the log in or no?
You shouldn't need to log in to the for the application. You shouldn't need to log in.
Okay. When it says what is the business name, I should do Jade Electric LLC, right?
Okay. Sure.
No, I'm asking you.
I would.
Okay.
I like
because
that
is my actual business name. I think everything shows Jade Electric just because.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. What is the business's full physical address? Okay, is it asking me to put in the entire thing? Baker, LA 7714. What was the year established? What was 2022? What is the EIN? Okay, hang on. EIN 92. 7, 6, 8, 8, 9, 5. All right, what is the state of incorporation, Louisiana?
Okay, please provide a copy of the certificate of insurance document. Your insurance must still be valid in 2 months from today. Have commercial general liability be part of your policy. Have matching business and name and address. Let's see.
So it gives you an exact picture of the accord document within your insurance policy of exactly mm-hmm. which page it is that we need you to upload. Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm just looking. I purposely saved a. Oh, here it is. COI. I purposely saved a general certificate of insurance. I'm just trying to make
Beautiful.
Sure I do the right one.
You're smart for doing that because not a lot of people do that. And then they come back and they're like, wait a minute, should we assign it to Local Splash? No, you don't need to assign it to Local Splash where you're not doing any work for us, my friend. You know?
mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Yep, this should be it. This is basically just a general summary of the insurance I carry. Let me make sure the expiration date is 2/23/25, so we should be
Beautiful.
Good, right?
Yep, that's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so that's on there. Is that the only thing? Please provide a copy of certificate of insurance. So, yeah, that's the only thing.
And then when
there.
You scroll down, it's going to ask you for the license number that's mm-hmm. on your license, and then it's going to have you upload that photograph of the license as well.
Let me see. I got my license right here.
The business license.
36. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
When is the expiration date for the business license? February 1st, 2/1/2025. Okay, please provide a copy of all applicable business license. Okay. I also have a PDF of that in here. Documents, Jade's business files, occupational license, Jade's, here we go. Right, there's the Jade's license. Is this business BBB accredited? My answer is no right now, but I've actually been wondering if that would be something I should do, but I probably wouldn't do that until like January or something, because it was, I don't know, I think it said it was like $500 a year or something like that.
Well, I can ask Local Splash if there's any way we can help you to get the accreditation without it costing so much. If there is a way for us to help you, then we will.
Sure. Okay, that sounds cool. It says, what is the business's monthly budget for the GG program?
522. That's the 522.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, got it. Please list the cities that the business services. Baker.
And you're not married to those until you're, like, we re-verify everything before it goes live. Okay. So it's like, say in the meantime you decide, oh, you know, I really want to expand to X, Y, or Z, or I don't really mm-hmm. want this or that, then you don't have to have it, and you can always make adjustment too. This is just to give an overview, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to put in all the ones that I... no ice service areas, Gonzales, Gabriel, Jackson. There's a ton of them around here, so many cities. Central, Denham Springs. I'll go ahead and put Hammond on here. I'm just going to put a ton of them on here that I
yeah,
know that are around here.
Yeah, you do
here.
That, absolutely.
Port Allen. So on let's see, guys, man. What's going on? No. That's weird. Guys, man. See, I got Baker's. Okay, I mean, I guess that's good for now. I got a ton of them on there. What is the total number of business owners? I guess I should put two on here because technically my wife and I are both on the LLC.
Is she going? Is she going to? Does she go out and do
no,
any? Okay.
Not, no.
Then you don't have to put her on. If you can, it's not going to hurt. It doesn't cost any more or any less. to put her on there, okay, as long as she doesn't have any felonies and it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so
yeah,
what's the primary business owner's name? So let's see here, Jepson Williams was a primary business owner, Social Security. Okay, birthday. Okay, if you have field workers, I don't. So you must fill out the section account of the workers' presenter in a, or it says, or skip entirely, so I'm just going to put it in a. All right, in a, submit.
So now we're going to schedule your client onboarding. I can actually schedule that for about a half hour from now, so my technician can just review everything with you. We can go ahead and get it going.
Hang on 1 second.
Sure.
Can we do it? I don't think I'm going to be available because I'm about
okay.
to go in a little bit. Can we do it tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, absolutely. You let me know what time.
What time is it where y'all are?
It's 10.
Okay, 10, so you're 2 hours behind me, so, oh, that's better, actually. Could we do, like, 4 o'clock my time, 2 o'clock your time, or is that a good time for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll schedule you then, and we're going to call you from the 877 number, and I'll introduce
mm-hmm.
you to your onboarding agent.
All right, I'm going to put it on my calendar, local / Google meeting.
Oh, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, right? I was going to say GG onboarding.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just blocking it out on my actual, like,
yeah.
scheduling app.
Real life.
I accidentally schedule something. No, I don't want to forget that in case, you know, I don't want to schedule something for that time. Okay, I got it for 4 o'clock.
Yep, and it's just going to be a quick call. We only block off a half hour because it doesn't even take, it doesn't even take long at all. Okay?
Gotcha. Local site. What is Google Guarantee? Health services, IJ's electric generator. Yeah, I like that a lot better than pay-per-click. I hate pay-per-click.
Yeah, it's all good. We're going to help you out. You're going to love it. I haven't had a single client quit this service. I'm telling you, like, I would sell this product to my grandmother.
Oh,
yeah.
This is cool. So, yeah, example, if you receive 10 leads in a month, $30, it equals total charge of $300. Once the next month comes around, you'd be billed for that exact amount to replenish the balance. In other words, any leads received.
You see, so it's just that first month that it's the full amount. After that, then you can pick and choose. They'll go over max lead bidding with you. They'll go over all of the little particulars of those things once you're completely approved.
That's cool. All righty. So we'll do the onboarding thing tomorrow. But basically, what will that be? Just pretty much explaining to me how it works? Because
they're just going to review the application. They're just going to be reviewing the application with you and going over.
Okay.
Yeah, and then and just explaining to you the last little bits while we process the application and get it going. Mm-hmm. And that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. your time.
That sounds perfect. That will
work. All right.
I'm excited. Thanks for calling me.
I'm glad you're excited. And if you ever want to do, we have Yelp ads too, so you can always, we have lots of options available.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I do actually like Yelp a lot, so I may look into that soon.
Do you?
Especially once I do. Like, surprisingly, I never liked Yelp until I started my business, and then once I kind of got involved with it, I was like, okay, this is I think people actually use it more than I thought they did.
They do. And the way that we do it with Yelp is, again, we do it at a flat rate. So it's it's $500. And for the first 6 months, we give you additional boost promo. So of the $500 that you pay, $400 is going directly to the ads. $100 is going for all of the management fees and profile enhancements and everything that we do through Yelp. Okay, and then we're getting a $100 boost promo, and we give that right back to you guys. So for the first 6 months, you're getting a full $500 in Yelp ads, and again, all done month to month, able to completely, you're able to completely go ahead and, you know, start it, stop it, all the same things, all the exact same things. And we actually have an agent that we deal with directly at Yelp. And she will give us exact cost per click, cost per lead, all the good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I might look into something like that closer to like January time or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that sounds good. So for now, I'll just, you don't need anything else from me for this right now, right?
I don't.
We're good to go.
We're good to go, my friend. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So 4 o'clock tomorrow,
yep.
We'll just go over what I filled out, make sure everything's right. They'll submit it, and then we'll just wait to hear back from them for approval.
Yep, exactly.
Perfect. All right. Well, that sounds great.
All right. I'm excited, too. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You have a good day.
My pleasure. Bye now.
Okay, bye.